Position, please.
Karina Parker, Director of Elections.
What do I need to do to register to vote if I want to vote in the May 6th primary?
Okay, the deadline is Friday, April 11th. So if you are not registered to vote at this point in time, you need to come here. The safest place to come is to the Board of Elections at 35 Woodson Street. Pick up an application and go ahead and complete it and leave it with us. We also need to have, if you have one in your home, as long as it is postmarked April 11th, we can accept that as well.
To complete a form, what sorts of information do I need?
All you need is your name, address, birth date, and the last four digits of your Social Security number or your driver's license number.
If I miss the deadline to vote in the May primary, will I be able to vote in the general election?
Yes, the registration books will be open the rest of the summer for the November election. Once again, the books will close 25 days before the election.
How will I know where to vote?
Well, there are lots of ways to find out where you're going to vote. If you're a new registrant, we will send you a new voter ID card, and it will have your location and address on there. If you're not sure, you can go to our website. There's a voter lookup tool that's very easy. You can also call our main office, 250-4200, 24 hours a day, and put in your identifying numbers that the interactive telephone system will ask you, and we will actually tell you where you should vote.
How does my party affiliation affect my ability to vote in the primary?
In the primary, North Carolina is considered open to unaffiliated voters. Unaffiliated voters can choose either a Republican ballot or a Democrat ballot. But if you are a registered Republican, you must vote a Republican ballot. If you are a registered Democrat, you must vote a Democrat ballot.
Will I need a form of identification to vote in the primary or the general election this year?
In 2014, voters do not need to present a photo ID. What will happen at the polls, both at the early voting sites and at the precincts, is that our election workers will ask voters, do you have one of these forms of ID? Because in 2016, we're going to ask you to present that. If you don't have this form, one of these forms of ID, we're going to ask you to sign a log, and we're going to give you a piece of paper that says, here's where you can go get it.
So you're beginning the process of making sure that voters have the proper ID for 2016.
Correct. The Viva Law is very detailed in that from now until 2016 is an education period where the efforts are going to be made to educate all voters that photo ID will be necessary in 2016.
Trina Parker is Director of Election Services for Buncombe County. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.